10,092, Don and Irma Cotty, east of Route 54, east of Grand Avenue, being Lot 23, Block 6, within Cape Windsor Development, a variance from rear yard and side yard requirements.
Brett Bradley with Kappa Homes, 30625 Mount Dumont Highway, Pittsburgh.
You swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Absolutely. Good evening, Board.
Good evening, sir.
Don and Irma Cotty, I think you have the two surveys had in a previous home, or actually it's still there, that was actually on the side setback was even further in than it than we're proposing, and they're asking for 1.2 variance on the back setback or towards the water. This is some fairly typical in that neighborhood, in that community. There'd be no hardship on anybody.
Mr. Chairman, we have lot 53, parcel 53, parcel 57, 58, 59, 60, right along that street of Grand Avenue, variances either side, rear, and across the street also.
Okay, thank you for that.
Was there an older home removed already?
No.
This was always a vacant.
We're in the midst. We're getting this done. They're still deciding on the design. But the proposed size is going to be, or the house is going to be at the proposed size. We know that much. The specifics of exactly what's going to be in the house and how it's exactly going to be designed is.
Cape Windsor's approved that layout?
Well, yes. Yes, they've approved that layout. Yes. But to give their final, they want your final.
Right. And that actually is the way they prefer most of their homes to be laid out, isn't it, with a kind of on the left with the parking on the right?
Correct. One side is wider than the other side. Exactly.
We appreciate you making the request before here.
Yes, sir. Continue to do so.
Thank you, sir.
He's been doing that.
Okay, is there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mill?
Nope.
Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see
the
hand
only
up,
question
sir.
Is...
Sir, whoa. You'd come up, be sworn in, please, sir. And then you.
Name and address.
He's against.
Charles,
38852 Tyler Avenue. The testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Sir, you can just sit back and let him take the mic. Okay.
The only question, sir, is I believe the gentleman stated that Cape Windsor has approved this. That's what I, at least that's what I believe I heard him say.
Yeah. Just questions us, and then we'll ask him.
Okay. I don't believe anything's been submitted to the community, that's all.
Okay, but all right, we'll let him respond to that again. You can back up.
Yes, no, I've been speaking with Sharon Miles about this and a couple of other projects. From what I understand, their architectural review wants approval from you, and I learned that through my other one, that I had submitted that to them, and they said, well, that can't be approved until it's been...
You get
been
approval from this body.
Correct.
Okay,
so...
Did that answer your question, sir?
This is Sharon Miles.
Oh.
Brett Ryder.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
You want to say something?
Sure. You want to say something?
Name and address.
Sharon Miles, 37553 Janice Circle in Selbyville, Delaware.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes. Hi, I'm Sharon Miles. I happen to be on the board at Cape Windsor, and I have spoken to this gentleman. Generally, the protocol is to submit something. When I spoke to him, he said that they don't have the plans ready to be submitted, correct?
Full plans, correct.
Correct. So that's why I don't understand what you were saying.
Okay.
Yes, sir, you can respond to the board, if you would, please.
Sure, absolutely. The plans, the specific exact plans for Mrs. Cotty, Don Cody's home, are not been finalized. She's still working on making changes. They're still working on making changes. So those, I don't have those specific plans to submit to her, to submit to Sharon and to Cape Windsor. But when I was here last month on the previous case of the Papes, we had submitted that and done it that way. And then the architect review said that I still needed your approval before I could get their approval. So I was trying to get in front of the cart a little bit by going ahead and getting your approval, so when I did have the exact plans for the Codys, I would have your approval, the plans, and then I could submit them to Sharon and the Architectural Review Board and hopefully get their approval on it as well.
Right. Okay. Does that answer your question, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Regardless of what the final plans are going to look like, the layout is going to be as represented here.
Those, that footprint, correct. That's, we've gotten that far.
Okay.
They've committed to that, yes.
Thank you. Okay, is there any other opposition?
And regardless of what we say, we don't afford deed restrictions or covenants.
No, if you tell them otherwise, then it will be otherwise, of course.
But what I'm saying is, if we were to approve it, they could enforce their deed restrictions and covenants.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure you knew that.
Okay. Okay. Now then, hearing no other opposition, Chair.
I guess, was that, are you all in opposition to it then, or you just kind of tried
just
to find out?
Okay.
Why don't you talk, after the meeting, why don't you talk, just so you both understand what the proper submissions ought to be, and that way we don't have to worry about something like that.
Right.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, it's not unusual for us to grant variances in this development. These are relatively small lots, and everybody wants a larger home. It's certainly is understandable, and I don't think it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. There's no opposition, so I move we approve. Case number 10,092.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,092. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case